Hello, this is Ed Frawley. My wife and I, Cindy, own Learburg. This is a question that just came in the last day or so. It's a good question. I've not heard it before. But we'll work our way through it and talk about it. But it's about a dog that gets that the person wants to train it to come when called and use a whistle, and the dog freaks out from the sound of the whistle. So first I'll read the question, and then we'll make some comments. Hi, Cindy. I was very excited to start the whistle recall training with my dog. I ordered the Acme dog training whistle. I brought out high-value hot dogs and had the hot dogs in my hand. I blew the whistle, and the dog tucked his tail under and ran away. I've never seen him so scared. Nothing would help to bring him close to me, not even those hot dogs. I shouldn't smile, I'm sorry. It took a good 30 minutes before he would even be in the same room with me. I think I'll be returning the whistle, as I feel it's damaged our trust, and I've worked so hard to build on trust. Do you think a whistle is a good idea for a recall? I'm not keen on shock collars, and I've been using the standard recall methods with limited to no extents. And I'm assuming she means the standard recall methods with remote collars, which she calls shock collars, which I don't really like the name of. When I mean by limited, he is willing to come when there is nothing better for him to do. Okay, that's a good one. So it's a dog with a soft temperament, and probably what we would recommend is to stop using a whistle for a while. If people want to use whistle, they should first pair the whistle, the sound of the whistle, with food, and maybe in this case, it should have been paired with the dog on a long line. And in the beginning, I would probably feed the dog in a dog crate, and when I blew the whistle, it wouldn't be like a ref in a baseball or a basketball game. It would just be very soft. That's all it would take. Give them a high-value piece of food. I might try, if the dog doesn't like the hot dogs, try something else. It's the old story. Somebody puts on the green suit, turn on the green light. By that I mean, if your dog doesn't like hot dogs, give him little pieces of steak, little pieces of cheese, and do it when the dog is hungry. Or put the dog in a dog crate and real low volume whistles. I don't know that it's that important to have the dog come to a whistle as it is to come when I call it. I mean, if you need a whistle, that means you have your dog a long way away from you and he can't hear you. That never happens with our dogs. Cindy goes on to say that we want our dogs to be curious when they hear the sound of a whistle. And that can only happen if the dog and the whistle are paired correctly with high-value food rewards. Keep in mind, your dog's high-value food reward may not be the same as my dog's high-value food reward. And in this case, I probably would do my training before I feed the dog. So we're working with a dog that's on leash while it's still hungry, and I would figure out what it likes more than hot dogs. I'm still not sure that it even needs to have a whistle. Cindy says, for a sound-sensitive dog, it may be that a whistle is too stressful, and I definitely wouldn't recommend jumping back into using a whistle right away. I'd first get the recall rock solid on leash and then on a long line, and I'd add that whistle back in, but at a very slow, low tone. The real fact of this whole thing is that the recall is the most important thing that you can train your dog to do. A little over a year ago, I produced a really good online course titled Training Your Dog to Come When Called. This is not a short-term protocol. This is a long-term protocol that tells you step by step in small steps how to train your dog to come, how to introduce distractions for your dog to learn to come in the face of a distraction. We want your dog to develop a reflexive recall. In other words, when it hears the word come, it instinctively just turns and comes to you. And that doesn't happen in a short period of time. With some dogs, it might. our little, I've read police service dogs for 35 years, and the dog I love today is my little 3-year-old Chihuahua. She's very voice sensitive. I tell her, her name's Pip. I say, Pip, come. Woo! Shot out of a cannon back to me. But it's because she was conditioned to come. She likes coming with me. I don't always have to give her food anymore. With her, she's such a lover. She's just happy to come and jump on my lap and get patted. And that's what we want here. We want to do what's best for the dog. This was started incorrectly. I mean, it should have been done at a low level of whistle. It should have been done when the dog was hungry. It should have been done on a long line. And it should have been done in an environment where the dog knew that I had the high value food reward for it.